Now to the escalating tensions in Harney County, Oregon. That is where Amon Bundy and a group of armed men are occupying the headquarters of a federally owned wildlife refuge. There are reports of new talks between those men and the FBI, but as the occupation drags on, nearby residents are growing increasingly anxious and exhausted. Those sentiments were on full display at a recent community meeting. Les Zeitz is an investigative reporter with the Oregonian newspaper, and he attended that meeting.
Amon Bundy and some of the other occupiers from the ranch came in after the meeting had started, and when the crowd realized who was there, the comments became very pointed, directed at Amon and the others, including the local county judge, who walked up to where Amon was sitting and very dramatically said, "It's time for you to go home." And the crowd began chanting, "Go, go, go." It was a remarkable scene.
I think that would surprise some people who were listening simply because, you know, when you're not there, the feeling is somehow that there's a lot of local support.
Well, there's local support for the idea that the federal government is just overreaching and hard to deal with and cumbersome. What is really clear in recent days is that the community is very anxious to get back to normal life. You know, federal offices have been closed for over 2 weeks now. That's disrupting the hiring for the summer fire season, and that people are just very frustrated and angry that the government is not acting and that Bundy and his bunch will not abide by what they've said, that if we tell you to go, you'll go.
Where does this seem like it's headed?
Well, it's interesting that the change in the climate out at the refuge where the Bundy and his group are, they've ended their daily news conferences, which struck all of us as giving them daily oxygen to get out their message. But the other notable thing about what's happened this week is that Amon Bundy has stepped up the rhetoric. And the most dramatic example of that is that he issued a warning to federal employees not to interfere with what they're going to do for ranchers and miners and loggers in this county to restore what they believe are their rights.
Is there any question of this turning violent?
Well, look, you have a lot of people with a lot of guns out at the refuge. They're proud of bearing their arms. They contend they are there for defensive purposes. But it will take just one person making one mistake with one gun to trigger what could be not a very pleasant scene. But you know, that's all speculation. There's no direct threats on either side that, you know, we're coming for you with guns blazing. But there's a significant concern that this could turn bad very quickly.
Les Zeitz is an investigative reporter for the Oregonian newspaper.